This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And if you're just listening for the first time, I want to remind you, or not remind you, just inform you that I am not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is that healing, regenerating, supporting force deep inside you that's written into your DNA, but also a part of the spiritual creature that you are, that is deep inside you that just keeps the body running. It keeps charge of all of the various processes inside the body, especially healing and rebuilding. And the big pharma and the medical industry doesn't want you to know about it. In fact, they deny that even exists. They say that you're just simply another creature on the planet, and that there are all these landmines out there in front of you, and the more you can miss the landmines, the longer you can live and live healthy. To me, that's a bunch of hogwash. The fact of the matter is, at the moment of your conception, from that point on, this individual force developed and grew inside you as a developing baby inside your mother. And then when you were born, it took over as you were separated from the umbilical cord and just directed the growth of that body and the way that body functions. And it doesn't really need a whole lot to get the job done. It needs the special nutrients that's required. It needs some rest. It needs some clean water and some clean air. And then the Forbidden Doctor takes off and does the job that's necessary. Now, here we are at the beginning of another year. And I thought that I might throw some suggestions here in the baby step philosophy that I operate by. I want to refer back to a movie called What About Bob? I think it came out late 70s, early 80s, somewhere around there. And the main character, Bob, is constantly bothering his, I don't know if it's a psychiatrist or a counselor or whatever, because every time he has the slightest little worrisome notion that rises up inside him, he's got to run off to his therapist immediately. And the therapist keeps giving him the same advice all the time, which is the advice that I give to my patients, whether we're talking about nutrition or we're talking about the structure of the body or exercise or different things. Baby steps. Anytime you make a change in your life, and this is the time of the year when we're doing New Year's resolutions, and I think the national average for New Year's resolutions lasts about 2.5 to 3 weeks. And the main reason that it isn't very lengthy when we try to change the course we're on is we make too big of a course change. And we want to do the baby step approach. Because anytime you change course, you've got to replace what was taking the space, taking the energy of what your previous behavior was into a new behavior. That energy has to continue along, and you have to replace it with something. And usually we take too big of a step, we leave a vacuum, and it kind of sucks us right back into the old behavior. So, for example, probably one of the best examples I can use in my own life is I decided, you know, I do resistance training. I use the, and I'm not paid to tell you this, I use the X3 exercise system. It's Dr. Jackwish. And you can Google it, just X3 exercise. And it's bands, just using latex bands, 4 different strengths or resistance of these bands with a little metal bar and a little plate that you stand on. And you can do almost every exercise you can do in the gym. You can do it right there in your living room while you're watching TV. And you can do an almost 2-hour exercise program in about 15 to 20 minutes. And so I've been doing that. But I keep, there's this thing eating inside me. Well, you got to do some more cardio. So not wanting to invest any more money into exercise stuff that I've already done, my office, my clinic office is on the sixth floor of a building right off the freeway in Salt Lake City. And I decided I was going to start walking the stairs. Now, I'm 72. And so that would be from, you know, the ground level, which is number one. There's no sub basement or anything. From floor one up to floor six would be five flights of stairs. So I decided, well, you know what I'm going to do? I haven't done any cardio in a long time. I'm going to do at least one flight and then take the elevator the rest of the way. And then when I feel good about that, I'll do two flights and then take the elevator. I started right out and did six. Now, I did the five flights of stairs. I had to stop after about two flights to catch my breath. I mean, I was embarrassed as to how quickly I was out of breath. But I stood there on the I guess it was the third floor landing and caught my breath and went up to the fourth and caught my breath, went to the fifth and caught my breath and went to the sixth, huffing and puffing when I walked into the office. Now, in a little less than a month, now I only have to stop twice. I stop at the fourth floor, and then I stop for a minute at the fifth, and then walk in on the sixth. And the recovery rate is what has surprised me the most. I catch my breath in less than a minute. By the time I get to the top, I'm like, of course. But within a minute, my breath normalizes. So I know my lung capacity is increasing. But one of the best things of all is I feel my legs getting stronger and my back getting stronger. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, a regular here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Health Show. And I'm talking about some little changes that we can start making here at the beginning of the year. The key word is little changes, because when you start doing your New Year's resolutions, oh, I got to lose weight. Oh, I got to exercise. You know, oh, I got to start writing in my journal. I got all these different things. Usually it's too big of a step and it never lasts more than a week or two or three. And then you go back to your old habits. So I've got several things I want to talk about: food choices, exercise, sleep, water, supplements, handling stress, what kind of food we should be eating, what kind of a doctor I recommend that you see if you need a physical or something. And just little things, that baby steps, changes that can take place. You do a little bit at a time, and you'll be surprised how quickly it can become a habit. I think some of the behavioral therapists, in some of their writings and books, they all seem to agree if you can initiate a change, even if it's a small one, for 21 days, it will become a habit. But it takes 21 days to do it. I don't know why it's 21 and not 20 or 19. But if you can do these things for about 21 days, it will become a habit thereafter. So my crew is starting to feel guilty now, my staff in my clinic, because they're not walking the stairs. Now, they're a lot younger. I mean, they're in their 20s, and I'm 72. And they said, well, we got to do this. And I said, no, just do one flight and then take the elevator the rest of the way. Just like, you know, if you wanted to do a little bit more walking exercise, when you go to the mall or you go to Costco or Walmart or what, any place that's got a big parking lot, park further away from the store. And I'm not talking about going all the way to the other end where you got to get a shuttle to take you in. I mean, just, you know, a few spaces further, maybe one group of a dozen spaces further from the front of the store, and walk a little bit longer, a little bit further, until it becomes a habit. And then you know what happens, and it's going to be the same thing that happened to me. You start getting excited about this. Gee, that wasn't so hard. Maybe I'll park another dozen parking spaces further away from the store this time. Not only can you save your car doors from getting dented, you're going to start strengthening your heart. But again, it's baby steps, and that's what's critical here. It's like food choices, because it's It's interesting with some of my patients, when you know a patient is ready to move in the sense of a new path, and I can tell when they're coming from guilt, and I can tell when they're really ready to move into a different dimension of their healthcare. The key is this. Dr. Jack, what do you do? Dr. Jack, what supplements do you take? Dr. Jack, what kind of water do you drink? Dr. Jack, what kind of a pillow do you use? When they ask questions like that, I know they're ready to move. Because if I start talking about those various subjects and they haven't opened the door, you know what it is? It becomes advice. And advice that wasn't asked for is simply criticism. Now, after having dealt with patients for decades, and I think our number is up to about 23,000 patients I've taken care of since I moved to Salt Lake in 1995 from Tulsa, the pattern is the same. I don't care about the sex. I don't care about the age. I don't care about marriage, relationships, or anything like this. They're basically human beings. And when they're ready to move, they're ready to move. And if they're not ready to move, you know, we have normal chit-chat, and I take care of the problems that they're presenting with that day, and everybody's fine and happy, and they go on their way. But every now and then, someone will come along, Dr. Jack, what do you do? So let me give you an example with food choices. They'll say, well, what kind of food do you eat? And I say, well, I try to be raw as much as possible. But you can't just go to a raw diet. You have to move in there slowly. It's different things that you might cook. You know, like just for a salad, for instance. Salads are usually very raw. What do you have for dinner that goes along with a salad? Well, you know, it's a meat and potatoes, or a fish and potatoes, or fish and rice, or fish and pasta, or something like this. I've got some examples that I can give you that might help make a little bit better decision. Again, it's baby steps. And so that's the thing that you want to keep in mind, a little bit at a time. And you can't get the whole family to do this. Usually you've got to take the lead. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
To the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. The two websites I have, jackstockwell.com talks more about the structural work to the body that I do, and Forbidden Doctor is more on the nutrition side. And so I was talking about, you know, slightly or starting to move more towards raw. Now, example with meat. I used to cook things pretty much medium. I don't like medium well when it comes to beef, because there's no flavor. You've cooked all the fat out of it, and there's no flavor left to it. And some people are still caught up in this nonsense of animal fat is bad. Animal fat is good. The research that's available on this stuff now is that it's overwhelming. One of the worst things we ever did was to move from butter to margarine. And to move from animal fats to vegetable fats, vegetable oils. Oh, my goodness. An explosion of heart disease that followed that. Anyway, that's a story for another show. My point is, I now cook my beef medium rare. And it took a, you know, it took a while. But I'm going to tell you another truth. I cook it now rare. My beef is now rare. Is there an advantage to that? Yes, there is, because a lot of the amino acids are still intact. What do we eat meat for? Well, the protein. Yeah, well, what is protein? Well, it's made up of amino acids. What's the meat of your body made of? The same thing in a cow. The same amino acid structures. And so the idea in acquiring food and eating food as close to what Mother Nature made, as opposed to what the food manufacturers make, is to replace in your body the vital building blocks of amino acids and proteins. And so when you cook meat past medium rare, you pretty well destroyed most of the amino acids that are in there. And they're not going to do you a whole lot of good at that point. So how do you make that change? Well, you just slowly move in that direction. You don't go from well done to rare. Your body couldn't handle it anyway, because the microbiome that exists inside the gut that controls digestion and feeds your immune system and everything else can't handle a big change like that. It's just like a vegetarian that decides to start eating meat again, or a carnivore that decides to go vegetarian. They're going to get really sick. And they're going to get sick really quick because their body can't handle it. So just little tiny steps in that direction. Try to move more away from processed foods, stuff that's in a box, a bag, or a can, and get it out of the produce department or out of the meat department instead.
you might want to try introducing more deep ocean fish as opposed to boxed, you know, fish sticks and breaded fish in the frozen section of the supermarket that has been processed. You don't know where that fish came from. But when you get some deep ocean fish, yes, it's more expensive, but you know what? You don't need as much. You'll find yourself satisfied in your meal much faster if the micronutrients that your body is looking for is available in the food you're eating. You're going to find out the satiety factor is going to be reached much quicker when you eat real food as opposed to processed foods. And then there's organic is the big thing. Organic still means something inside our country. The USDA got a lot of, about 20, 25 years ago, brought together a whole mess of organic farmers and said, listen, you got, what means organic here doesn't mean organic in Mississippi is not the same as it means in California or in Minnesota or Massachusetts or Florida. You guys get together and come up with a code for what organic means, or the USDA is going to come in and do it and you won't like it. So they all got together, they banded together, they created the organic laws, and now you know that organic food made and grown and processed in the United States is what we're looking for. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Don't forget to register for the Affordable Care Act if that was your plan. Enrollment ends tomorrow.
Open enrollment for health care plans under the Affordable Care Act on Sunday. The program, commonly known as Obamacare, has seen record signups this year. The Department of Health and Human Services said almost 16 million Americans have enrolled since November 1st. It should be noted some of the state-based marketplace plans will remain open until late January, in fact, January 31st, including California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, as well as Washington, D.C. I'm Lance Pry.
One winning ticket sold in the Mega Millions lottery. That ticket sold in Maine worth approximately $1.35 billion. Recovery and search efforts continuing in Georgia and Alabama a day after severe storms and tornadoes ravaged the region, killing at least 9 people. Corey Myers, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Something was pointed out to me that I thought was a great idea is in this modern high-tech world we're living in, and because of this COVID thing the last couple of years, people are working at home more than they were in the office, although some offices are calling people back to work. But the point I want to make is this, in this, as I said, this kind of high-tech world in which we thrive anymore, there's an awful lot of desk work. We're not on our feet so much as we used to be. And the thing about sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, you know, except for the little breaks and lunch and meetings that you have to get up and go down and sit down in a chair somewhere else, our spines were not made for that. This is something that's only shown up in the last 100 years, like the overly processed foods over the last 100 years, the overuse of drugs and antibiotics only the last 100 years. So when you sit at a desk, and then the big ergonomic craze that came out back in the 1970s, which was a good thing, because sitting at a desk is not spine support. It's not the way it's supposed to be. We, our spines are made for us to be on our feet and hoeing those rows and weeding those fields, or gathering herbs and flowers and or the foods of the forest or the land that we're looking for. Our spines are made for bending over and skinning that buck. Our spines are made for us building shelters. Our spines are made for nomadic travel. Even though we may not be so nomadic today outside of our, you know, VW wagons. But the important thing is that sitting at a desk all day long will literally destroy the lumbar curve. It puts your spine in a situation where you have four curves in your spine. Let me back up for a moment here. You have what should be the forward curve of your neck. You have the backward curve of your rib cage. You have the forward curve of the lumbar spine, and then below that you have the backward curve of the sacrum. And those four curves, forward, backward, forward, backward, those four arches, is designed to hold the head upright against gravity while we're on our feet. Now, when you sit at a desk for a long amount of time, or you're sitting in your recliner for hours at night watching TV or on the couch or anything like this, those curves start to straighten out. That's just the natural effect of gravity pulling on your body. And whether you're standing up pumping iron or you're sitting on a very soft couch watching TV, that same gravity force is pulling on your spine all the time. And the spine is very adaptive. It will change its position in space relative to the stress load that's placed upon the spine. And so for thousands of generations, we've been on our feet, herding cattle, working the farm, manufacturing in manufacturing plants or whatever else. But over the last 100 years, sitting at a desk has become probably the number one work position, at least in America today. And so you can change this. You can get up and move around, for one thing. The suggestion was made you could set a little timer on your watch, maybe every hour, hour and a half, and get up and walk around for 10 minutes. Go to the water cooler, go to the bathroom, go to your friend's cubicles away from you and talk to him for a minute. Just get up and move around and create some motion in that spine. Joints stay joints as long as they move. When movement is restricted or movement decreases for a joint, that joint will simply adapt to that lesser movement and get tighter. The ligaments will get tighter, which is why some people, you know, 50 and older, when they stand up, I feel so stiff kind of thing. It's because they've been sitting for too long. They don't stretch enough. So how do you do this without still stay in the baby step philosophy I'm talking about? Tell your employer or your boss you want one of those Vari desks, V-A-R-I. You know, that little platform that sits on your desk that can rise up 6 inches to a foot so that you can stand up and do half of your work of the day standing up with that computer, with your keyboard, with your mouse, whatever else you're doing, so that you can spend time on your feet as well as sitting down in a chair. There are ergonomically correct chairs, but an ergonomically correct chair still does not make up for getting up and moving around. Some of these chairs have good lumbar support. Like a lot of cars today, a lot of our new automobiles will have a little lumbar setting. What is the proper setting in your car for the lumbar support? You want to feel it pushing against your lumbar spine. You don't want to feel like it's going to push you off the chair. That's ridiculous. But you need to feel something that is there when you sit down in the chair. Not some kind of tractioning therapeutic thing, as I just said. But just that you know that it's there. That helps to keep the curve in your lumbar spine. Because when the lumbar spine starts to straighten up, the curve in your neck will start to straighten up right along with it, because they're both under the same biomechanical forces with gravity. And when that happens, the muscles in your neck are going to start getting tight, because it can't use the natural arch of the neck structures to support the head anymore. Now it's like the head's on top of a pogo stick, and the muscles will tighten up as a result. So that's one little change you can do as far as your workstation is concerned. Now, a couple other things I want to mention. As far as sleep is concerned, I have an iPad, and I started doing this at someone else's suggestion, and I thought, it'll keep me awake all night. There are several places at YouTube where you can get gentle rain with a little bit of thunder way off in the background. You turn the volume way down low. I think I've been doing this for about 2 or 3 months now, and I have a couple of my favorites. You have to find the one that works for you, because there's some that are pounding thunderstorm rain, and there's others that are so gentle you can hardly hear it. But when I have that gentle rain sound, now it takes me back to when I was a teenager, and we had this farm up in West Virginia. I lived in the Washington, D.C. area. They've taken us a couple of hours to drive up to Elkins, and outside of Elkins, there's this river, the Shavers Fork branch of the Cheat River. We had some property along that river, and there was a stream that ran by the cabin. And I can remember as a teenager, when we would go up there, I would open up my window at night and I would hear that stream running down the hillside over the rocks and the cool air coming in from the forest into the cabin. I'm telling you, it's the best sleep I've ever had in my life. Now that I started playing this, it's low enough that it doesn't wake anybody else up. And a very gentle rain sound. I swear I get up less times during the night now. I'm waking up more refreshed. Is it because of that? Is it because of my intent? I don't know. But it's making a difference. That's a small little change that's improved my sleep. I have to have 7 hours. If I don't have at least 7 hours, I don't really need eight. Sometimes if I end up sleeping 8 hours, I feel like I've overslept and I'm a little groggy. 6 hours, I need a nap in the middle of the day. But 7 hours is perfect for me. And let me tell you one thing about water. For cooking, I use distilled water in the kitchen. We have a little distiller that's on the counter, and it'll do about a gallon at a time. And if I'm cooking vegetables or soup, and I do a lot of broth, I make a lot of broth. I always use distilled water. I don't use distilled to drink with. I mean, it's cooked water. And a lot of the good things that show up in our water supply are destroyed by distilling it, which at the same time is a good thing because there's a lot of stuff you want destroyed. But I only use it for cooking. What I drink is water. It's glacial water. It's glacial melt water that was filtered for any kind of particulates, you know, that may have dropped down out of the atmosphere on the glacier. But as the glacier melts, it fills up a reservoir, and it's in the southwest area of Idaho, and it's trucked into the Salt Lake area. It's a very popular water. Tennessee Valley water usually is trucked all over the country. If you go to Whole Foods, you can see Tennessee Valley water there. That's some of the healthiest, the most delicious water I've ever had. One thing I do not drink is tap water. There is so many chemicals and harmful substances in our tap water anymore. Because especially if you're in an area that recycles the water. I'm not going to tell you, it's too disgusting what shows up in that water if it's recycled water, even no matter how much they filter that stuff. So I wanted to say that about water. And then, just a common sense thing. When you look at the things in the sense of stress, or in the sense of like water and sleep and exercise and food choices, again, it's just little baby steps. And if you'll ponder this stuff, if you'll think about this stuff, I'm telling you, your body will tell you what it wants. Not only does it tell you when it's hungry, or when it's cold, or when it needs to sleep, it'll tell you even minor things. I need some organic carrots. You know, I could use a really good organic apple right now. You know, you listen and just let your mind wander and listen to that hypothalamus that's up there underneath the brain that controls your appetites. And listen to it. It'll tell you what it wants. I want cleaner water. I want more rest. You take care of it, as the saying goes, it'll take care of you. So, I wanted to get into, if you're eating well, why do you need to bother with vitamins and minerals? But I don't think I have enough time to get into that in this show. I'll probably do it in the next one. But I do want to say this. Our foods, you know, unless you're raising your own food, and I think it's about 1% of the American population now that raises its own food, and what it doesn't consume, it ends up tending to share at farmers markets. Well, that's another thing. It may be a little out of your way, and it may take a little bit more time, and it might be a touch more expensive in some cases it isn't, to shop at farmers markets. That's good food. It's almost always some of the best food that's out there. It's safe food. And usually it was grown with composting fertilizer, not the chemical fertilizers. And a lot of people who bring their produce into a farmer's market is sharing with you, not just the bounty of the land, but the bounty of their heart. Anybody who has shopped at farmers markets knows what I'm talking about. You're dealing with people of the earth who are very proud of what they put together. They're very proud of what they offer. And it's some of the healthiest food you're going to find. I can't say enough about farmers markets. So that's some suggestions. Again, the key word here is baby steps. It's just a little bit at a time. Don't do so much that you feel overwhelmed with what you've done. If you drink 4 or 5 cans of soda a day, you can cut down to 3 or 4. And then you can cut down to 2 or 3. Then you can cut down to 1. And then you can start drinking spring water, things like that. So after the coming break, this next break, I'm going to be back live with Doug Steffen again to finish up the show. We always have a good time together. You can hear the podcast with me and Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to finish this show this week.
Apple here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To explore your health and well-being here on the Good Day Health segment of the Good Day program, featuring Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a brilliant chiropractor, NUCA chiropractor, that specializes in your upper cervical spine, your neck, your shoulders. He and his wife Mary run a clinic in Salt Lake City that is just nothing short of fabulous. The information that they provide for people who are their clients in the clinic and people online at there are two different websites that Jack, well, actually there's three with the Good Day Health podcast and the stuff that's there, but ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find out what's going on really from the research department that Jack has worked on many years. They've produced some great supplements like the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are fabulous. I take them every single day, and I think they're responsible, Jack, for me looking like I'm 40 and continuing to go in the other direction, right? That's all you call them.
Well, I've got patients that say their age spots are disappearing when they...
There you go. Yep. All right, so, and I want to remind you of our podcast. Jack has ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's all about the things going on in the clinic. He has his own JackStockwell.com that is specifically focused on the chiropractic, the NUCA chiropractic. Those of you listening have never experienced any kind of chiropractic, you really should. And if you can find a good NUCA person, we have a lot of listeners in Salt Lake City that I'm sure when people come in to visit with you, they usually tell you that they hear me or they hear you or both of us, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people over the years.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just looking back at some of the things that we have talked about here with Jack, or some of the things that are in his podcast. How does your digestive system work? And if you overload your digestive system, which happens to a lot of people over the Christmas holidays, right, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, and so you talk about why we need lactic acid and yeast in one of the podcasts, the good bacteria, what your intestine needs. This is all about Jack being a GAPS practitioner, and GAPS is about your gut. And if you don't have a good, strong, healthy gut, then you're not going to have a good, strong, healthy body. So you can follow that. If I could talk all day and you don't have to say anything.
Well, at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcasts,
if you'll put in GAPS, G-A-P-S, the stands for gut and psychology syndrome, some of the best diet information you will ever hear is located right there.
One of the things that you say that's that's what they call a contraindicative,
Right.
Or your conversations about sugar and how it ruined your health. Look at how healthy I am and look at how much sugar I have. My ice cream and cookie and cake, I don't know if I'm addicted, but I certainly like it.
We all are.
Yeah. Right, you and I, when we go out to dinner, we always have sweets.
Yeah, unless you've gone an entire year without sugar to break that habit. We're all addicted to sugar, the most common drug in America.
Right, there it is. So that's part of a more recent podcast you can get from Jack at gooddayhealth.com. Lots of things included in all of these podcasts. Say it again. What's the matter with my mouth here? There it is. Cholesterol levels. So let's talk about some ways. This is the big time of the year. Calitrin's coming back into the fold, losing weight, keeping it off. What is blood sugar, as long as we're talking about things we're addicted to, what does sugar have to do with weight?
If you do not consume any more sugar during a 24-hour period than your body requires for sugar-based energy, you're going to be just fine. The problem is we end up consuming more carbohydrates, more grams of carbohydrates, which is what sugar is a carbohydrate, than our body requires. And so your body will store that as fat. Interestingly enough, no matter your age, your body doesn't know that when you finished with breakfast, lunch is coming, or the dinner or this evening. It will take whatever is extra and store it as energy because it doesn't know you're going to eat some more. And the storage form of energy in nature is fat. Fat has more than twice as much energy per gram than either a protein or a fat. As a carbohydrate. So the body will take the carbohydrates and literally turn them into fats.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's where our excess weight comes from, is too many carbohydrates.
When we cut
back on the sugar, your body will start using the fat for its energy.
You found, spend 30 seconds talking about this endocrinologist that's come up with yet another way to lose weight. There are always new diets every year. What's the story of this one? The 133 diet.
He calls it the 133 diet, which simply refers to one serving of carbohydrates, three servings of proteins, and three servings of vegetables throughout the day, which is a big cutback on sugar. You're going to lose weight. The 133 diet.
All right, check it out. Jack Stockwell is here on the Good Day program. Good Day download is at gooddayhealth.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.